Hi, Kate. Nice to see you. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
It's been quite an intense morning.
Oh, I've got a cold, so you must apologize for my voice.
No problem at all. It'll be a treat for the podcast listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kate, on the Picture House podcast. We're really excited to be playing Black Widow in cinemas on the big screen from next week. How does it feel to finally have this film out there?
Oh, we are all incredibly excited. And my only regret is that I can't be in all these different countries. I don't know. I just wanted to be a part of it. But what's great is actually talking to people, seeing that it's out there and that it's finally coming out.
It was one of my first big, blockbuster films back at the cinema since reopening, and I'm sure it will be the same for a lot of people. You can't beat that communal experience, people, when there's anticipation and so much love for this character as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's what struck me, is that people are so excited about getting another shot at actually just spending time with her. And I think that's beautiful. I think it was really exciting working with a character that we wanted to explore different aspects of her, but there were certain sort of archetypal things that we knew she had that we wanted to push. And one of them that I think people love is her kind of selflessness, that she finds it easier to love other people than herself in a way.
When you're coming into something like this, Scarlett Johansson playing the character for such a long time, so many other filmmakers have told their stories using this character. Was there something that you're like, we haven't seen her do X, we should absolutely put that in the Black Widow movie?
I think I wanted to see her just drinking beer in her underwear, watching a DVD. I just wanted to see her not being theatrical, because the whole idea of a femme fatale is theatre, that you're created to please other people. And I wanted her not to have that pressure, that we could just see her kicking back and being a human.
Yeah, no, I loved, it sort of added, it felt really like, this was a bit more of a grown-up film, and we thought about what people do between the big missions, and I really appreciated seeing that. I loved that she was watching Moonraker in her caravan. How did you settle on Moonraker?
That was Kevin Feige, but we joked that she'd have all the box sets, so she'd have Mission, she'd have Bourne, she'd have Bond, she'd have all the DC films. That's pretty funny. So I thought that was really funny. It'd be funny her watching Wonder Woman. I wonder what she'd make of it.
I think it totally makes sense for that character. You're right.
Great seeing that Natasha Romanoff watching Wonder Woman.
What really struck me with this is you do such a good job of building on the legacy of the previous films without having to constantly sort of refer back to what happened. And Natasha's got this full, complete arc. What state was the story in when you came on board, and how did you sort of whittle down to the film we see today?
Well, when I came on board, I hadn't seen a script, but either had Scarlett. So that was interesting. So we were talking to each other, but neither of us had seen the script. And then we saw the script and spoke to each other about how we wanted to move it forward. And we worked with Jack Schaefer for a good while, and she did some amazing work, and then we moved on, and then we ended up with Eric Pearson, who'd done Thor Ragnarok, and he was fantastic, and he and I fought a lot, but it was all for the film. It was really a good thing. And then Nicole Holofcener came on at the end and did some fantastic dialogue. So it was the script was by far the hardest part of the whole process.
Sounds like a real team effort, but with amazing people involved. I love Nicole Holofcener. I didn't realize that she did that. Incredible. The screening I was at, we're here in London, home crowd for Florence Pugh, but people went wild when she surprised the audience, but also when she's in person, but also just seeing her on screen. Everybody I spoke to afterwards was talking about Florence Pugh. How did you go about casting her in this film?
When I met with Marvel, the very first time I met with them, they asked me, I hadn't seen a script, but they asked me, what sort of actors would you like to work with? Who would you like to populate Black Widow with? And I said, Florence Pugh. And I said, she did this great film called Lady Macbeth. You guys should have a look. And then everybody was looking at her, and yeah, and we looked at other people because Marvel have, they want to tick all the boxes and make sure they're doing all the work. But it was her that, she's so captivating and so smart and such an anarchist on screen. And that was perfect for Yelena.
I think she has, it has incredible chemistry between her and Scarlett and the rest of the family in the film. But yeah, she really sort of takes this and runs with it, I think. Really, up there with some of her best work.
Yeah, it is. And it's really great to see that in an action movie. No one sort of dialed it in. Everybody was doing fantastic work. So it was pretty special having all those actors at the dinner table because, they're all so talented and they were all improvising.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was really fun. I was crying with
I
laughter.
mean, you never see superheroes at a dinner table. And I love that, even, we get, they're in their costumes as well, or they're in superhero costumes around a dinner table. Even, maybe Red Guardian's one's a bit ill-fitting at that point, but it's such a great scene to have.
Yeah, that was kind of influenced by American sitcoms as well. So, yeah, David just did so many fantastic ad lib lines in that.
It looks like David Harbour's having so much fun with that character.
When I first met him and he'd read the script, he said to me, "You know what? This is the best character that's ever been in the MCU. The best character." And he was being honest. I love that. He really loves Alexi. And you can really, he relishes it. So you can really see that when you're watching him.
I think it's testament down to the casting and to the script, of course. But yeah, it looks like you got everybody's on board, and that's it's really infectious when you're in the audience. I was so engrossed, and I had that amazing feeling when it ended, like, oh, is that it? I want more.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's all we can ask for.
So do you think you'll be able to get to see it with a public audience soon?
Oh, I really hope so. We're in lockdown,
Oh,
so I'm just have everything crossed that will come out really soon, and I'll be sitting in a cinema scoffing popcorn with my daughter watching the movie surrounded by happy people.
I think that's definitely the best way to enjoy this. Say, I was lucky enough to see it at the cinema. I'm going to go again on opening night, see it with a paying crowd, and see what all the fans are talking about.
Oh, I hope they enjoy it.
Oh, thank you so much, Kate. It's really lovely to talk to you. I am a big fan of Somersault. I'd listened to that soundtrack so much over the last, 10, 15 years or so. So really nice to see you, another one of your films, and also to talk to you.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you.
Sure. Thank you so much, Kate.